School can be hard for Murado. I pick him up every day at 3 p.m., and some days the conversation during the car ride home goes like this. "Did you have a good day, buddy?" I'll ask. "Yes," Murado says distractedly as he looks at the toys left in his seat that morning at drop-off. I try again. "What did you do at school?"
"Nothing."
This time, his response is a little frustrated. "Who did you play with today?" Maybe this question will bring up a fun memory.
"Mommy, can you give me some privacy? You're making me feelings."
Murado's voice is wobbly, and he's on the verge of tears. Now I know it wasn't a good day, and he's feeling sad and frustrated and maybe even a little angry about it. I want him to let me in, but he wants privacy, and I respect his need for me to stop questioning. We get home and snuggle on the couch. He wants me close by and longs for comfort, but he doesn't want to talk about it. Murado feels things on a grand scale. It goes beyond what is typical for most children his age, and because his feelings overwhelm him, he's had to learn how to respond to them. At moments, I will kneel in front of him to see the emotions playing out across his face, and I feel as though I'm looking into one of those magnifying mirrors in the makeup section of the department store. I feel all those same emotions. I've just gotten really good at hiding or downplaying them. Our culture tends to recoil from tears and negative emotions. I remember an older woman sharing a story with me years ago. She had been married for a long time before her husband passed away, and she missed him terribly. Every year on their wedding anniversary, she had dinner at home and sat alone thinking about the man with whom she had shared a life. It was a sad tradition, but one she needed. She loved thinking about the life and family they had built together through the years, even though the memories caused her pain because of how much she missed her husband. One year, a well-meaning friend invited her out to dinner on the night of her anniversary. My friend explained why she couldn't go out that evening and was met with opposition.
"Oh, don't sit at home feeling sad. Come be with friends and have fun."
My friend wisely refused, but she was met with further confusion and even judgment from the woman who simply wanted to protect her from grief. We've gotten ourselves a bit confused, I think. We're tempted to view negative emotions as the enemy, and in doing so, we ignore our emotions altogether instead of responding to them in a healthy manner. Instead of accepting that we will at times feel sad or angry, we pretend we never feel that way and cover it up with a night out or an extra bowl of ice cream. A couple of years ago at Christmas, Murado got a Buzz Lightyear action figure from his aunt and uncle. Of all the toys he opened that Christmas, he was the most excited about Buzz. With a push of a button, Buzz's wings would pop open from his back and off Murado would go, running through the house making flying sounds. Another less exciting feature of the Buzz toy was that his wings would pop off entirely from time to time, and it took a bit of strength to get them back on. Murado found this extremely frustrating. One day we watched from the kitchen as Buzz's wings popped off yet again. Murado let out a growl and through gritted teeth yelled,
"I get mad sometimes," as he threw Buzz to the ground.
Our reaction was mixed. We were thrilled that Murado had voiced his feelings, but not so thrilled that he threw his toy.